Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. So, do you want to publish a book? Have you thought about publishing on Amazon? And what are the secrets right now that are working for self-published authors? That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Let's get started. Hey, messengers, welcome to the Market Your Message show, where the goal is simple. We want to help you rise above the noise and get paid for what you know. In fact, I wrote a book all about it called Your Message Matters. And what we love to do in this show is bring you the latest research, the latest of what's working right now, so that you can take that story, experience, passion that you have and turn it into an online business. So we're going to be getting into today all about three big secrets most self-published authors don't even know about. And I can't wait to share this with you. I think it should be eye-opening as we jump into today's topic. So in fact, here's what we're going to discover if you hang out with us today. You're going to discover how to get your book to stand out on Amazon search. In fact, if you've already got a book on Amazon, just doing this simple tip alone will elevate what you are able to do as far as getting noticed in the search results. Also, I'm going to talk about a forgotten revenue stream most authors never do. And we're going to get into that. And then also the best way to convert book buyers into customers. Now, I'm going to be doing a little bit of screen sharing, and I'll try to describe it the best I can for those of you who might be listening on the podcast. We also have this as a YouTube video. You just hop over to the YouTube channel. Just search my name, Jonathan Milligan. You'll find our YouTube channel. But before we jump in and get started, a lot of people are like, Jonathan, where do I start? There's a lot of confusion online about how to actually go from starting an online business to successfully having that audience online. And that's why I wrote my latest book. My latest book's called Your Message Matters, How to Rise Above the Noise and Get Paid for What You Know. And what we're currently doing right now is I worked it out with my publisher and bought a couple thousand copies of my own book. And what we're doing is we're shipping them out to you for free. So you can go get the book at the bookstore for about $16.99 is what it goes for, Amazon as well. But I'll send you a free copy. This is not a PDF. It's an actual physical copy. It's a 267-page book. I know because I just finished recording the audiobook and it took a whole week at a studio. That was a lot of work. But we'll send you a physical copy in the mail. All we ask is that you cover the hard cost and the shipping and handling. It's actually just $7.95. But you need to go to yourmessagemattersbook.com to get your free copy, yourmessagemattersbook.com, and I'll send you a free copy in the mail to your house. Okay, so let's get into today's topic. We're going to be talking about three self-publishing secrets. So I'm just going to get right into it, all right? Here is self-publishing secret number one. Add Amazon keywords to your title. Now, this may be for some of you like, duh, Jonathan, I already knew this, but did you know there are actually keyword research tools out there that will tell you how much volume certain keywords get? In other words, I'm going to actually show you an example. So I'm going to attempt to share my screen here. And let me just come back. Let me do this. Make sure we can get a good, clean picture of what we're doing here. And if you're listening on the podcast, I'll try to describe this as best I can. This is a spreadsheet for a book I'm thinking about doing next as a self-publish. And but before I jump into that, let me just cover something real quick because I think this is important. I get this question a lot. So I have two books that I've done, and the first book was a self-published book on Amazon. I'm holding a physical copy right now for the podcast listeners, showing it on the video. This is a self-published book. Anybody can do a self-published book on Amazon, and it's an actual book. I mean, you can make it a Kindle book too. But my latest book was a traditional publisher. And so there's always this debate, and I think I'm going to do an entire show on self-publish or traditional publish. But without getting into all of it, some of you might be saying, Jonathan, which one should I do? I like both, but for different reasons. So even though my latest book was through a traditional publisher, meaning they paid me an advance to write the book and get it into bookstores, I'm still a huge fan of self-publishing. In fact, my next book more than likely is going to be self-published. It's just faster to get it out there into the market. And Amazon, and this is another kind of a secret inside of a secret, okay? Amazon is the number three biggest search engine. It's behind Google, number one, and YouTube, number two. But do you know what Amazon has that everybody else does not have? When someone searches on Amazon, what are they doing? Are they looking for information? Are they looking for entertainment? No, they're looking to buy. Buyer intent. If you can get on Amazon, where it's the number three most used search engine, and everybody there is a buyer because they're looking to buy, and you could use some of the keywords, the popular keywords, do you think you could stand out? Absolutely. So let me jump over onto the screen and try to describe what you see here. So this is a spreadsheet. And what I did is, first of all, I'm going to try to make this even a little bit bigger. There's a keyword search tool that specifically uses Amazon that I really like. It's called Publisher Rocket. So you can go check it out later. I think it's publisherrocket.com. And I'm not going to get into the tool and show you all that. It would take too much time today. But what I did is I exported out. So I did a search for like blogging books. And then what it does is it gives me all the keywords that people are searching on Amazon and how many searches there are per month. So I'm trying to see if I can show you some examples here. That's Google searches. Here's the estimated Amazon searches per month. And I know you can't see both of them, but you can see here, like this keyword has 132 searches a month, 127, 113, 112, 111, 105, 104. And the point is, how could you use some of those keyword phrases and build them into your title? And so without getting too far into it, you can see what I did was I took the different keyword phrases and I started building out potential titles. So the book idea I have is something related to like why your blog matters, and actually teach my blogging system in a shorter book, about 30,000 words. And so you can see some of the titles I have here are things like why your blog matters, how to stay positive with your blog writing until you get noticed, or a blog startup handbook on starting your own blog, or a four-step method to making a blog stand out. Now, what you see here, and again, I'm going to describe it for the podcast listeners, is some of the words in the titles that I'm using are in bold. The reason they're in bold is because those are actual searches people are using on Amazon to try to find books they're interested in. It's actually searched on the Kindle store. So things like blog startup handbook is searched a lot. Blog writing is searched a lot in the Kindle store. Starting your own blog is searched a lot. And so if you can mix some of these titles into your book, you have a better chance of standing out. Now, there's a lot more that goes on with using keywords. We're not going to get into all that today, but that's a quick little tip. You can find what people are already searching for because they're looking for books that describe what they're looking for, and get ideas for your title. How cool is that? I think that's a pretty cool secret. All right, let's jump into secret number two. Convert your work to an audiobook. Now, this might be like, duh, Jonathan, or Jonathan, this isn't that like revealing. I'm about to make it really, really revealing to you right now. Did you know, and this is a shocker, and I kind of find this out. Let me tell you a quick backstory. So when I published my self-published book, The 15 Success Traits of Pro Bloggers, I knew I wanted to do an ebook, so like a Kindle book, and I wanted to actually make it a physical book. The thing that I wasn't sure about is if I wanted to go through the time, energy, and effort of making it an audiobook. But ultimately, I decided I wanted to because I already had the book written, right? It's not that much more work. In fact, today you can even have a professional narrator for around $50 a finished hour. So what that means is if your book is 3 hours long, it'll take you about $150 to have someone narrate your book. Somebody who's really, really good. And you can pick your own narrators by sampling their voice. That's another story. But here's the point. Most authors, self-published authors, never do a Kindle book. What does that mean? That means there is an amazing opportunity. And so if you're listening right now and you have a self-published book, even if it's just a Kindle book, all you have to do is take that existing book and turn it to an audiobook, and you've got a new revenue stream. So to finish my story, here's a little secret. I have sold more audiobooks of this self-published book than I have paperback and Kindle. Why? Because there's less of my competition. If you were to type in blogging under in audible.com, which is where your book goes, there's way less competition. And I've made more money on the audiobook. Let me show you proof. Okay. So again, if you're listening, I'm going to describe this as best I can, but I'm going to go back to sharing my screen. I have got Amazon open. I'm going to go to the Kindle store. So we're going to be searching just Kindle books. Give it a second to load here. And I'm going to type in membership. So let's say I want to launch a membership site. So I'm going to type in membership site in the Kindle store. We're going to let it do its search. Now we're going to look and see how many results. So there's 222 results. To be honest with you, that means there's still opportunity for if you want to write a book about membership sites. 222 is not that much competition. But here's what's even more amazing. Now I'm going to jump over to audible.com. All right. And by the way, when someone purchases your Kindle book, when someone purchases your audiobook on Amazon, they're actually purchasing the Audible. So Amazon owns audible.com. So if I were to type in membership site in search in Audible, remember we had 222. Let's see what it says. Give it a chance to load. It says 10. There are only 10 audiobooks. What that means is there are 210 self-publishers who wrote a book about membership sites that did not convert that work to an audiobook. Do you think you'll sell? You think if you wrote a book on membership site and made an audiobook that you would actually make money on the audiobook? Absolutely. You've only got 10. There's only 10 people that are your competition, right? That, my friend, is what most people never do. They feel like the audiobook is too complicated or there's too many moving parts or I don't know how to do that, so they never take that step. It is a gold mine for you self-published authors. Why not turn it into another revenue stream? You already wrote the book. Pay someone to read it or you narrate it yourself. I narrate it myself in my own home office. And boom, it's out there for sale on Audible. All right, secret number three, get customers with your own book funnel. Most published authors don't do this either, okay? Here's a big secret that most people don't know. This, I'm gonna go back to my self-published book on Amazon. As the author of this physical book, and it's about 150 pages. All right. So I think it's around 150 pages for this self-published book. Did you know, as the author, I can purchase a whole box of my books? Let's say I want to purchase 25 of my books, 50 of these books right here. I can purchase this book for $2.50. Yes. And I can have the box shipped to my house. $2.50. Now, here's what's cool. If you're a speaker and you can have go have a speaker table, right, in the back, that means you could sell your book for $15 and you're making $13 a book. I mean, that's pretty good, right? But even better is to set up your own funnel. You probably heard me earlier say yourmessagemattersbook.com is where you can go get a free copy of my book. And here's what happens. So I know it takes about $3 to ship my book. It cost me about $4 because I'm working through a publisher. It's a little bit more expensive to purchase my own book as an author. So I'm about $7 in. So what do? I charge $7.95. So I'm not making anything on getting the book to your house. However, you know what I'm acquiring? I'm acquiring a customer. And here's the big secret and the big lesson for you. A customer, one customer is worth 10 email subscribers. Have you ever got tired of the fact that there's like freebie seekers and just people that are on your email list and, you know, they never purchase anything? I would rather have a list of 2,000 book buyers than 100,000 or 200,000 email subscribers. I know it sounds crazy because everyone out there is talking about, Jonathan, the biggest list wins. You got to have a big list. No, it doesn't. A customer is so much more valuable. So how can you acquire customers for free? You send them a free copy of your book, right? So anybody could do this. You could do it from your own home. In fact, when I first launched my book, we had a third-party fulfillment company. It cost me, I believe, around $6.50 for them, on top of my own purchasing the book, for them to fulfill it. So it was like more like $11 or $12. And I'm like, you know, my wife is an awesome executive assistant. She works full-time in the business. Could she handle shipping these books out? The answer is absolutely. And so we brought it internally, and it's saved us money. And yet, every week, almost every day, I'm signing one of these books and she's putting it in the mailbox. Some days there's 10 books going out. We've had 30 books going out in one single day. Some days it's two, it's three. But the point is, I'm acquiring customers. That's the big secret. Because when someone buys your book on Amazon, that's great. But you don't get their contact information. You don't get their email address. You can't introduce them to other ways that you can help them, like purchasing a course that goes with a book or a membership site or attending your live event. But if you've acquired them for free as a customer and they've proven to spend money with you, they are much more likely to buy your coaching, your membership site, your everything else. Does that make sense? So which secret do you like? Let me know. Secret one, again, is add Amazon keywords to your title. If you currently have a self-published book and you didn't do that, maybe you should think about retitling and relaunching your book. You can certainly do that. Secret number two, convert your work to an audiobook. So remember, there's a gold mine. Most authors don't take it that next step. And then finally, secret number three is to get customers with your own book. Set up a free book funnel where people can get your book for cheap. You get it in their hands, cost you nothing, but you get their contact information, and now you're building a customer list, which is way more valuable than an email list. All right. Well, again, if you don't know where to start, the best place to start is, like I just said, getting a free copy of my new book, Your Message Matters. It's 10 years of running an online business, from starting a blog to launching a podcast and building an audience online. I teach you everything in a simple system. All you got to do is go to yourmessagemattersbook.com and get your free copy. All right, so that's it for this edition of the Market Your Message Show. What do you want me to cover in future episodes? Let me know. And by the way, would you take a moment to like, share, or subscribe to our show? It would mean the world to me. But until next time, never forget, your message matters.